injected too much.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Mindy.
What's up?
Just getting ready to be chatty, chatty people with you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I don't know about you, but I haven't been able to shut up about this specific hot box all week.
Me neither. I think everyone I know knows what's going on right now.
Yes, but we would like to welcome our guest. Dale Crover is in the house. Welcome, welcome, sir.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Yes,
thanks
thank
for
you
coming
for coming.
On. Sure. So, yeah, we've pretty much annoyed everyone that knows us, either on the show or in regular real life, or both.
Like, you can't annoy them when you're bringing joyous news.
That's true. It's good news. It's good news for the masses. Yeah, we're completely psyched to have you, dude. Really, really. So welcome.
So everybody, you're listening to The Hot Box on Skid Row Studios. We have Dale Crover in the house, and we will be taking calls in a little bit. So write this down, 800-893-893. 9562 is the number to call if you have any questions.
That's 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562.
Yeah. So, you know, you heard it first. It's time to
That's my radio voice. You like it?
It's a good radio voice.
Yeah.
Can I get a job here, you think?
Probably.
I would offer you any job here.
It's equal parts like Machine Gun Kelly meets like a little bit of what's that guy's name? Wilford Brimley. It's a good mixture.
I thought a nice deep voice going.
I like the deep voices. Those are the ones I like to do the sound for.
Yeah.
I hate my voice. I sound like an angry child.
There is quality to that though, cuz you get away with a lot, I bet, having the little kid voice. Is your mom
maybe.
Home?
Like,
maybe, I don't know.
But then when I say horrible things, it just sounds worse.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. So what should we talk about first? Should we go drums? Should we go...
Let's take it in any direction you want
Guinness
to take it,
Book
little
World
drummer girl.
Records.
Let's do that. Yeah, let's talk about this Guinness
yeah,
Book of World Records.
Yeah, let's do that
sure.
first. So has there been a ceremony? Was there like epic Olympic torch type thing?
Yes.
How did that go?
No, nothing happened really. We just talked a lot about how great it was, pretty much.
Okay.
We did a big tour diary on spin.com and talked about life on the road,
yeah,
which was all made up pretty much.
Because
normal life is, you know, well, it'd be boring to be like, yeah, today I sat in the van for 6 hours and stopped and had a snack. And,
yeah. the gas stations are the fun part of tour.
Right. There was a lot of pictures of gas stations.
There was gas stations and food places.
Yeah, gas stations and Trevor with his bass outside of gas stations.
Yes.
We made him take, he had a big stand-up bass that that he played on the tour. So we'd make him get the bass out at every... gnarly looking gas station that we could find.
That's very David Lynchian. I like it.
Yeah.
So what was the Guinness Book of World Records thing?
Well, it was us doing, listening? It was doing 51 shows. It was all 50 states plus Washington, D.C. in 51 days.
Okay.
That takes stamina and endurance.
Yeah, it was all right.
So you're kind of like a road warrior.
That's right.
And obviously like the best road warrior.
Well, thank you. We haven't got our certificate yet. Guinness people said that they would come to the last show and present us with it if we paid them $7,000.
We decided, you have to pay to get in it?
Yeah.
Man.
Did they tell you that at the beginning, or did they or just,
well, they,
just
they
go,
said,
but wait.
You could either do that and do this and we can make a big hubbub about it, or you can just wait and we'll send it to you in the mail. So we're still waiting, but you know.
Yeah. I better get on that.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of like of these youngin' bands could deal with 51
yeah,
shows in
a row.
Yeah,
and we're old guys too, so.
Yeah, you must have quite the drumming muscles built up to play a live set 51 days in a
row. It's all right. Well, you know, when you're on tour anyway, you don't really have a day off.
Yeah.
So usually when you have a day off, you have to drive someplace. You drive, you do laundry, and then wish you were playing.
Yeah. So you guys flew everywhere?
No.
Oh, okay.
Only to Alaska and Hawaii. Everything else we drove in a Bandigo van.
Yeah. Right. Ooh, shout out to my work.
That's right.
Bandigo plug. Where'd you guys play in Alaska?
Oh, the Mangy Moose or something like that.
Oh, the Moose's Tooth?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Under the Moose's Tooth?
Yeah.
I figured
it was good.
Either,
it was
yeah,
a good show.
I figured it was either the Moose's Tooth or the other one is Humpies. I watched the band Cake get booed off the stage at Humpies because they're wearing their own shirts, and it's a very like military bro-friendly bar.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to wear your own shirt.
Yeah, but I kind of want to be like, you guys should know better than this. Like, I felt so bad for them, but it's like... You can't wear your own shirts, guys. Just because it's Alaska doesn't mean that they don't know.
Maybe they're out of laundry or something. Who knows?
Yeah, that makes sense. You wear your own tour shirts.
But yeah, that was a good show. We got picked up in a party bus.
Cool. Cool.
Had big flashing lights and disco ball and
and
nothing else. Like no boozer or anything else.
Yeah. Like, what was the party? Like, playing cards?
It wasn't even that. It was the party was driving us to the hotel.
Oh, so
that
okay.
was about it.
Oh, nice. But it was in a party bus.
But it wasn't a party bus with flashing lights.
That's awesome.
It was cool.
I feel like I would just like to take a party bus anywhere. Just take it for a spin.
It was a good way to start the tour.
Definitely.
Though when we flew in, there was a big windstorm. It was 70 mile an hour winds when we flew in there.
Oh.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Are you cool with airplanes?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. Know?
That was rough.
I like airplanes. I have a weird, I don't know why, but I do.
When I'm up in the air, I don't mind, you know, as long as there's not a lot of turbulence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I just like to stare out the window and look at geography and be like, yes, mountains and trees.
Yeah. As far as the eye can see, you get up on that cloud level.
I try to look up into space and like hope I see something, but I don't.
There's a man on the wing of the plane. I just don't like the taxiing when you finally like, especially if it's a long flight and you finally fucking land. And it's just, the plane's just taxiing forever.
And then waiting for everybody to get their bags and get out.
Yeah, and you're just like, you're at that point where you're like, just give it! Just come on! Like, move. Get off the plane, please. I love how we can complain about that.
That's when I get claustrophobic.
Americans, privileged Americans. I hate planes. I hate when they have to drive around.
I like driving to the airport just because I can like watch the planes.
Yeah. You know what we should do sometimes is go to the Van Nuys airport? It's in between my house and like North Hollywood. There's actually like an observation deck where you can like watch the planes like take off and land.
That would be cool.
I will take you there.
All right.
Smoke
it'll be a
blunt
date.
And I will take you
it'll
to the fucking observation deck.
This weekend.
I'm in. We're doing it. All right.
Yeah.
Hot box date.
So you guys have a CD coming out in April?
We do. Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
It's called Everyone Loves Sausages. And it's a covers record. We did a bunch of different songs with various different artists. And I was going to play a track off of the new record.
Awesome.
A world premiere right here.
Yes, we are so excited.
Yeah. We did a song with Scott Kelly from Neurosis.
Okay.
And he and I play in a band together, and we were talking about doing this. We didn't know it was going to be a record at first. We just thought it was going to be, I don't know, something. But we were trying to figure out what band to cover, and we thought Black Flag, that could be good, but everybody's done that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought of maybe Hellhammer or Celtic Frost.
Yeah.
And then the obvious choice was Venom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Venom so, cover by the Melvins.
We know I'm excited. Right.
You have to guess the title of this song.
All right. Let's try
guess
it.
What it is. Are you guys ready? You ready? Here it
We're
is.
Ready.
Coming at you. Coming at you.
Five.
Come on, play.
Four. Three.
And computers, you know how they work. Oh.
We were kidding.
There it is. We'll be right back. Well, that's how that one goes.
Yes, that was epic.
Yes, it do go.
We have applause from the waiting room.
The ladies say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Fucking wonderful. Beautiful work.
Thank you. You guys guess the title of that one? You guys have a caller, right? Maybe the caller can guess the title.
All right. Hey, caller. Welcome to the Hot Box. Who are we talking with?
Yeah, it's Scott.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's up? Who's this?
It's your opponent.
My opponent in my fantasy baseball league?
That's right.
Sexual fantasy baseball league?
All right.
That's right.
Is that Scott Kelly from Neurosis?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
What?
Oh, hey.
nice vocals on that
yeah.
tune.
Yeah. Oh, my. You have more. You have O faces in the waiting room right now.
Yeah, you do. Jaws are dropping. You give good warhead. I mean, yeah. Damn. That was
what was
great.
The title of that song, Scott?
What's that?
What was the title of that song?
Whoa, hey. Something like that.
Whoa, hey.
Whoa, hey. I like it.
Belt it out now for us. Come on.
No. Obviously, you guys have been doing things that I haven't been doing. I've been moving furniture for the last 8 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't need to yell anymore.
Okay.
Must have been stressful.
No, it's fine.
Are you done with the moving of furniture?
Nope. Nope. Doing the last run right now.
So who's going to win in sexual fantasy baseball this year, Scott?
How am I going
to
win?
No, who's going to win? how are you going to win?
I would have to fix the game again.
You are the league leader, so.
No, I'm not, man. I'm the guy who lost the tie.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay, but you own the league, so you can fix it.
I do own the league, so I can fix it if I need to.
Are you guys
and
baseball
I may
fans?
Have to in order to be rich, you know.
You guys aren't baseball fans?
Oh, we're
me.
She's a baseball fan.
I'd rather play it than watch other people
yeah, okay.
play.
Yeah.
Softball.
I like it.
So there is a baseball fantasy, sexual fantasy.
There is
league?
There is sexual fantasy baseball. Yep.
All right.
How is the sexual part involved with the baseball? How can you make baseball?
You know, bats and balls. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Catcher, pitcher.
Dugout. I guess. Is there a dugout? There is a dugout.
Oh, yeah, diking out in the dugout.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah. We know all about it, thank you. I guess I know more about baseball than I ever thought I did.
So what's Neurosis up to, Scott?
Yeah.
We're laying low for about 6 weeks or a couple months, maybe going to Europe for a couple shows. And
don't
we
you?
Just got done doing about 10 or 12 U.S. shows, and I'm doing a solo tour that's starting Thursday in Oakland. I'll be in Santa Ana on Saturday.
Nice.
Sunday.
There you go. There's a plug for you. And what's the name of the new Neurosis record that's coming out?
Honor Found in Decay. All right. Came out on Halloween.
Oh, nice. Where's my copy?
Yep. Yeah. It's in the mail, man. You didn't get it?
All right. I'll check it.
Send a copy to Skid Row Studios.
Yeah.
There you go.
Send it by carrier.
We have lots of those.
Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't get one?
Not yet. We need one. I'll throw it in rotation.
You should connect yourselves with Earsplit PR, and then you'll get tons of good stuff.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do it.
We'll keep that in mind. We have it recorded now. Earsplit, you said?
What's that? Earsplit, yeah.
Earsplit.com.
.com for all your Earsplit needs. All right.
They take care of a ton of different labels.
Awesome. I'll check them out. I need a label. One thing I don't have.
I need a label maker.
Thanks for calling in, man. I'll see you online.
Yeah,
on the sexual fantasy baseball.
You bet, man. Wear something special, okay, for the draft.
Oh, okay, I will. I'll wear my yellow A's jersey, Raleigh Fingers A's jersey. How about that?
Winnie the Pooh style.
Yeah.
All right, man. Take it easy. You guys take care.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Surprise, surprise.
I know. Oh, it's cool. Like,
and woe and behold, he called.
He must have knew that his voice was being played on the radio out there somewhere.
Yeah, I would know.
Yeah, well, we actually have another caller, so let's do one more little caller. Hey, what's up?
Oh, no.
Hello, caller?
Hello?
Hey, who are we talking with?
Oh, hey, my name's Ian. Hey.
Hi, Ian. How's it going?
How's it going?
Pretty good.
I just wanted to ask Dale. Like, I've seen Dale. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, man?
How you doing?
I'm good. I was just calling to say, okay, so I've seen you play some shows, right, where you had adorned a Elvis outfit.
That's true.
Oh.
And then 10 minutes later. 5 minutes later, I'd seen you in a Santa Claus outfit.
That wasn't me in the Santa Claus outfit.
Oh, was it not you?
No, it was a guitar player from Porn. I wore the Elvis outfit. He wore the Santa Claus outfit. And I think our bass player wore a bee costume.
Oh.
When I saw you guys, I think the bass player wore a, like, millionaire outfit. Like, he wore a top hat, like a...
Could be.
A millionaire outfit.
Yeah. We needed costumes. Uncle Buddy bat. Anyway, I just wanted to say, like, in between sets, how were those costume changes? Did they go smoothly, or was there some fumbling behind stage? You know, let's talk about the supermodel Dale.
Yeah, it's very wet.
It's a very wet,
very wet change.
I knew it was wet.
I needed towels and talcum powder.
I like how much concern you have over costume changes. It makes me happy.
Dale, you know, with Dale concerned, I got to know. You know, the man could slip and twist an ankle, and then the show's over.
Well, you know, it's show business.
That's true. Yeah,
oh. I know.
Don't let a twisted ankle stop you.
It's great to talk to you, man. Everybody in this room loves you. I just want to everybody shout. Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah,
love
thanks you. For calling, too. Dude.
Thanks for calling.
Absolutely, man. Thank you.
Hell yeah, Ian.
Awesome.
Yeah, Ian, bringing the real questions.
I had a kind of drum question.
Sure.
You sing and play drums sometimes. I do. How is it with wearing the earphones and playing drums? Does it limit your, like, rocking out ability?
No, that's why I wear it. It's a headset mic. Kind of like Madonna or Britney Spears type of mic.
It doesn't like fling off
your
head.
No, it's tight.
It's tight.
Yeah.
It's
tight and right.
It's tight. Yeah. you know, I used to have just a regular mic, but I found that I could sing a lot more and if I wore the headset mic, though it's kind of dumb. I'd rather have a regular mic, but it allows me to sing more.
It's hard in general. I guess headphones fly off my head if I were to try and wear headphones when I play. Yeah.
Oh, they're not actually headphones. It's just like this really tight kind of wire thing that goes around your head. So.
Oh, okay.
It works well.
Cool. Yeah. I always had that trouble recording where the headphones fly off.
Oh, you know what I figured out was wear earbuds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, then it won't fly off your head.
Okay.
If you jam them in your ear tight enough.
Yeah.
Or you could try to pull that, like...
I just figured that one out. After all these years, I'm like, I could just use these things. You know?
I tie a bandana around the headphones in my head, but then it, like, is cutting off my circulation.
You could do like Keith Moon and just use duct tape and just...
Yeah, totally.
When you record, do you ever play with a metronome or do you just use your own rhythm?
The only time we really use a metronome is if we were tracking guitars or something first.
You know? Yeah.
So otherwise, no, not really. And if it speeds up a little bit, it's okay. As long as it's a good take, it's fine, you know?
Yes, I totally agree with you. I don't like metronomes recording.
Yeah, you don't.
Or live.
Didn't you say like one time that you felt like your metronome wasn't going fast enough for you? Like when you tried to use one, I can't remember.
It feels like it's like speeds up and
Dang,
slows
metronome.
Down. I know.
Screws up the drummer.
Darn it.
Got the timing.
Recently, I've been playing with a beat machine and that's interesting. I have to tone it down and let the beat machine that's already has the beats written take the center stage.
Like, beat machine, take the wheel.
Yeah. If I play too loud, I don't hear it. And then I speed up and then it's all chaos.
That's natural.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, we have another caller. Someone's excited to talk to you. Wow. So, hey, caller, welcome to the Hot Box.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
Stage fright. Well, bless their little hearts. Wah. I bet they were like, you know what? They probably had to go drop a deuce or something.
But we have another caller who was right after them. So, hey, other caller. Hello?
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. My name is Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Yeah, hello. How you doing?
Hey, you might want to turn down the radio on your end just a little bit, Chuck.
Sorry, I live above a bar, and they kind of play music downstairs. How is it now?
Oh,
it's good. It's good.
It's kind of they don't play the Melvins down there, and I should go down and start playing Melvins. You know what I mean?
Do they play?
Mandatory Melvins.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my name's Chuck. I met you in Allentown. When you played your 51 state tour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably don't remember. I was wearing, like, the Winnie the Pooh shirt or something.
I don't remember, but I believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a weird gig. That was a really weird place.
Information and stuff. But, yeah, I had a funny question. What is, I don't know if you'd even be able to answer. What is, like, your top three Melvins albums?
Oh.
Like, favorite ones to play or just favorites in general?
I'd say, I guess, what you're most happy with.
I really liked Stag a lot when we made that one.
Yeah.
That one. I don't know. I like them all for different reasons. I guess probably Stag. I can't even think of the titles right now. Senile Animal, I really like a lot.
Yeah.
That was the first one we did with the Big Business Guys. And Bullhead. How about that? I'll go with that.
Oh, okay. Right.
What are yours?
Actually, one of my favorites.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I thought everybody'd love that record when we made it. I thought finally we made a record that's going to be huge. Everybody's going to buy it. It's going to love it. And nah, only me.
Only me.
Yeah. I thought Stag was great.
I thought it was excellent.
You know, but that's probably one of my top four, I guess. You know.
What are your other favorites?
Actually, Ozma.
Yeah,
one of my favorites. Ozma, and of course, Ghoulie Porch Treatments, I have that one. Houdini, of course, Stone of Witch, and actually Honky, I liked a lot too, actually.
Cool.
Yeah. Big fan. Nice. Big fan you are.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling, and thanks for having your question there.
Yep,
and
thank
now you.
You
know. Now you know what the favorites are.
Well, we're going to let you go, and in a couple of seconds, we might have another caller.
Yeah, we keep being.
You know how the call thing goes, but yeah.
This is the most calls we've gotten, that's for sure.
That's great.
Yeah, although we did have a lot of calls and we had a bunch of trannies on here.
Yeah.
Or drag queens guessing which one was the tranny. Then we had a lot of calls.
A room full of ladies.
That's
and
exciting.
Gotta guess who had the dick.
Yep. We played a little game with it. It was a game. It was a joke about it.
It was a game show.
Sounds good.
We
do game shows here.
Who got the dick?
Guess the dick.
Yeah, who's got the dick?
Find that, Willie.
We have a caller, and maybe this caller has a dick. Let's find out. Hey, caller.
Hey, we don't have dicks.
All right.
Oh, is it some ladies?
One of us has a dick, but
I used to have a dick. She's post-op.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dickless. You're dickless.
We had a serious question for you, Mr. Dale.
Okay.
What is your favorite Muppet?
Favorite Muppet? I'm going to go with Sweetums.
Which one?
Sweetums.
Is that the chef one? I'm not sure.
Sweetums. He's the big one. We used to have a road manager that looks kind of like Sweetums named Tim Moss. He's actually the guitar player in Porn.
Oh. Yeah. Sweetums.
Yeah.
That's the big hairy.
He's the big huge one, yeah.
The big ass.
I know him from my band.
That's right.
Job.
He looks like Sweetums, doesn't he?
He has the big bushy beard.
Sweetums.
Yeah. Okay, I know which one you're talking about now then. I get it.
So, Sweetums, ladies.
You guys thought I was going to say Animal, too, didn't you?
Totally. I was banking you on either Animal or
Animal.
Where are you guys calling from?
We're calling from the middle of the I-5 North.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, driving.
Plug your noses.
Driving and calling.
That's dangerous.
We're in Cowtown.
Yeah, you are.
Hitting the road.
I'm not sure where it smells worse.
Oh, you're going right by my hangout. You're driving right by my hangout right now.
Where's your hangout?
My hangout? Dodger Stadium.
Oh.
That's right. Baseball.
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 I brought it up again.
That's cool. My boyfriend just last night was like, this summer we're going to a Dodgers game. He was very adamant about it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that you guys are at least cruising through Cowtown. You're not staying in Cowtown long, right?
Oh, no, no, we're not staying in Cowtown. We're driving to our destination.
Driving north?
We're heading to our first stop on the tour, which is in Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, it sounds like a party
there. Oh, you guys are in the middle of the five, the middle of the five.
Grapevine.
Oh, you mean Kauschwitz. Is that what you're talking about?
Kauschwitz, yeah. Like
Vacaville. Yeah, we're in Kauschwitz.
So your first show's in Eugene, Oregon. What day?
It is tomorrow at John Henry's.
All right.
I heard that place closed.
I hope it's still open.
Yeah.
Shit. Surprise, you don't have a show.
Somebody told me it closed, but maybe it didn't. So it probably didn't. Cool. You're probably okay. Keep driving.
Well, good luck on your first leg of the tour. What's the band, if you don't mind us asking?
They're called Wild Roses, and the direct support for Swinging Utters.
Wild Roses rented from Bandigo today.
Yeah, we were just talking about you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the only people that I dealt with today. Is that nice guy there? Tell him I say what's up.
And hello to
Mark. Mindy says hello from Bandigo.
Oh, hey.
Hey, hey dude. Hey. Hope the van works out great for you.
And hello to you, lovely ladies. Good luck on.
Thank you for hooking it up with the PlayStation and all, and the game.
The black van.
And the black van, because that's our favorite color.
I know. We're going all black because no one wants white anymore.
And we're never going back.
Never.
You guys actually have played the games. You know, we did that whole tour. We never once played a video game.
Most people don't.
We're determined because we got a good couple 12-hour drives in between shows, so I'm sure we'll get some good use out of the in-van entertainment.
All right.
For us, everybody was on their own individual laptop the whole time. So
like no one's talking; it's all
pretty
silent.
Much, yeah. Or
the guy driving's rocking the stereo.
I'm gonna Skype Trevor in the back seat right now. Hold on.
What are you doing?
Hey, how's it going back there?
Well, good luck on the tour, ladies.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And thank you for answering my very serious question, Dale.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, you guys have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. How funny. Yeah.
Funny.
Woohoo, tons of callers.
The five.
So, wait, are they listening to the show? I guess they must be. They must be on the
There's 4G Wi-Fi, a Skid Row Studios app for the iPhone.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. There is. You can just hit a button and our station will come on.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll be forced to listen to us.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, there's a lot of other cool shows on the station. On Monday nights, there's Los Angeles Nista, which is hosted by Eddie from a band called It's Casual.
Oh yeah, I know him.
Yeah, he works at Southern Lord.
That's right.
Yeah, that show's really good. Worth checking out.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. And on Sundays, there's a Johnny Gramercy show, which is like kind of more traditional radio show narrative. That one's pretty cool to check out as well. We got some good ones. We got some good ones on here. It's not just the Hot Box, you guys.
This whole station is
fucking great. But great. Do you guys want to play some more music? Do you have anything else you want to shoot our way?
So, I work with this guy, Toshi Kasai. He and I have a production team called the Deaf Nephews. And we've done a lot of bands. We did Tweak Bird. Mm-hmm. One of the bands, local band from here. Local boys do good.
Yeah, they are.
And then most recently we did a band called Kui.
Ooh,
they've
I think our listeners might know Kui.
Uh-huh.
We've had Kui on the show.
They got this new record, and this is one of my favorite songs. I'm trying to convince them to have this be the first track of the album.
Mm.
And it's called What You're Doing, and it goes something like this, hopefully.
Yeah.
If it works. There it is.
Yeah. All right.
It's sexy.
Caught you looking at me the other night. Supposed to be just practicing. Thought our friendship could last without doing this. Supposed to be just practicing. Don't consider it sexy just this time. You've always wanted me this way. Thought our friendship could last without doing this. Supposed to be just practicing. It's so awkward singing this right next to you. I think, hey, what's the plan here? What are you? Making moves across the room on your body. Supposed to be just practicing. Like that, what are you doing? Don't mess around all night. Stop that, what are you doing? Rehearse the songs just right.
In the hot box.
Yeah, we do. And also, happy late birthday to Paul. He just had a birthday in this past week or last weekend.
Happy birthday,
but
Paul.
Yeah, Paul. Fucking A, man. Ooh. You guys are killer. You and Matt. Ruling the world with the Quee. One Quee at a time.
Well, it looks like we have another caller that's been waiting on the line, so let's get them through. Hey, caller, who is this?
Hi, this is Dr. Ava Cadell.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Good.
And how can we help you today, doctor?
Well, I was told that Melissa wanted to talk about trust in relationships. Is that right? And how that affects the quality of sex?
Yeah. Yeah, Melissa did want to talk about
that. Melissa totally has been wanting to talk about that for a long time on her show, Oral Stimulation.
So are you a sex doctor here?
I am. I'm a sex therapist, a clinical sexologist, an author. I even have my own university. So I love what I do. And I always say, though, my best qualification is that I've been married for over 20 years. Forget about the books and the shows and
you
all that.
You got the credentials to prove it, doctor.
Yeah, that's
you
it.
You have to
very
practice
good.
What
very
you
good,
preach.
Doctor.
You really do. You.
Yes.
Well, we have a guy here named Dale, and it sounds like he's been in a certain type of relationship for over 25 years.
Almost 30.
Almost 30 yeah. years.
I got you beat, doctor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's your secret?
Disneyland.
In bed?
Well, anytime.
Yeah, You know what? Disneyland, wall-to-wall Disneyland is... That's how I would hope that...
Like Disneyland interior.
That's what my house looks like,
history.
Wall-to-wall Disneyland.
Totally.
I kid you not.
Yeah.
Well, no, playfulness is very important. In fact, my newest book is called The Sexy Little Book of Sex Games. So anything that makes you laugh, where you can have fun together, yeah, definitely keeps the relationship fresh.
And is that why you've lasted so long? Do you guys have fun together?
Sexy Little Games at Disneyland, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're opposites. We're total opposites. And so that keeps it really interesting. But, you know, we've been through our troubles like anybody else. We've had, you know, boundary violations and power struggles and all that stuff. And every relationship does. And I think that the best solution, you know, when you lose trust in a long-term relationship is to rebuild it through forgiveness. It's the only way to rebuild
it. You think, Dale, does that apply to your long-term relationship?
Yeah, sure.
Like, is there trust issues there?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, doctor, the one thing that happened to me, I actually was in a 6-year marriage, but I married very young, so that was probably part of it. It was also that he didn't like the Melvins new album, Senile Animal, and I just couldn't get on board with it. So, you know, 2007, I had to pull the plug and say, you know, look, hubby, got to get new digs.
It's all about the music.
Usually it's the other way around. Usually it's the guy, his girlfriend doesn't like the band.
Oh, yeah, no. My problem was is that he couldn't get on board with, you know, Rat Faced Granny. And I told him, you know, you're a Rat Faced Granny. And I shut him down. You know, do you ever listen to the Melvins in the bedroom? Because you should. I think it would be a sexy little game.
They have a really good drummer that keeps the rhythm really steady.
Okay.
Very good to make love to. Sound,
I prefer the sounds of sex myself.
Oh, these are the sounds of sex.
It sounds like that was a deal breaker for you. So
are you saying,
great.
Are you saying here that the Melvins need to add more sex noises into their next album?
I think so. I think they need more oohs and ahs and mms, definitely.
Oh, there's lots of oohs and ahs.
They're happening all around us. Very, very creamy sound. It's a very creamy, crunchy sound.
Ew,
well,
okay.
Hey, doctor, I think you might want to call in the same time, but tomorrow, okay?
Because that's when Melissa's show will be on, which is Oral Stimulation with Melissa Podani.
Oh, did I have a premature evacuation here?
You did. You're a little premature today, but I'm sure tomorrow we'll be right on cue.
But we trust you and love you, and we thank you for calling into our little show, The Hot Box, which is 9 p.m.
Oh,
Pacific
cool.
time on Tuesdays.
Okay.
Yeah, you're cool.
Well,
I think you're great.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be here, so I will hear you tomorrow, lady.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh,
you guys have a cool show. I like it.
Thank you. Yeah, we tried.
It usually ends in a lot of giggles.
You know what? I was just going to, like, my sister just told me we've been making prank calls for, like, a while now, and, like, she literally was like, this is what we get. Like, but I thought that was a prank call, but I think she was a serious trust doctor.
She was.
Ava Darkell.
She called the wrong night. She was just a little premature.
Bless her little heart, though.
But we have another caller. So, hi, caller. Welcome to the Hot Box. Do you have anything to ask Dale here?
Hey, Mindy. It's Max. I've got a lot
hey,
of questions
Max.
For Dale.
Uh-huh.
Ask away.
Oh, I was just wondering, like, sometimes I have trouble pooping on the road. Do you have any advice for me?
Pooping advice?
X-Lax, I guess. I don't know. Drink more coffee.
Really? Yeah, it's just like I get a weird road thing going where I can't poop on the road.
You poop shy?
Yeah, are you getting...
Yeah, totally.
It is hard because you're always staying in different locations at different houses, and there's always people around.
Yeah, I've got the opposite
those gnarly
problem myself.
House shows don't have toilet paper.
You what?
Oh, sometimes those gnarly house shows don't have toilet paper either.
Yeah, I always use their towel. I'm like, if you're not going to give me toilet paper,
she's going to use a towel.
We haven't played a house show in a long time, but I do use the women's bathroom at the venue usually.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
definitely.
It's always better.
Cleaner.
It's always cleaner.
Absolutely.
Unless you're in a strip club.
Also, Max, there's a book that you can get called Everybody Poops. And I think it'll make you feel a little bit better about pooping, you know, around others. And, you know, sometimes all you need is a square. So maybe, you know, a square of toilet paper, carry one around in your pocket or in your wallet.
I like never get away with a square. I need like the whole roll.
Oh, man.
Oh, that might be a fiber concern.
Maybe you could get baby wipes.
Sometimes it's like I've got a marker in my butt and I just keep wiping and there's always something on there.
Marker? That's a visual.
Oh, I can see it now.
I can see the marker.
Or like a crayon where the more you rub away, it just keeps, there's still more to use.
Yeah, exactly.
I suggest you get like some scrolls of parchment and just carry them around like a hipster and just be like, I'm a writer. But really you're just using them to wipe with because parchment's right. Very, very porous.
Paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
All your paperwork.
Awesome.
Max, do you have any other questions?
I like just bought a drum set. Do you have any tips for new drummers?
Learn how to tune it, I guess.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
Awesome. Yeah.
pick up the sticks and bang away.
Max.
Yes.
You need to move to LA.
That's right. Mindy here can give you drum lessons.
I'll give you drum lessons and you play bass with me again.
Yeah, you would give me some great drum lessons for sure, Mindy.
Aw, thank you.
Well, come out. Come out, Max. And you can poop.
Maybe.
You can poop in
come
our
out
bathrooms.
And you can be on the hot box.
Yes. And we're fully stocked with TP for all your butthole needs.
Oh, that's exciting.
It is. It's really exciting. And I'm excited for you. I think that things are going to get better for you from here on out. It's a good thing you called. Because you have a trust issue. So you should tune in tomorrow night, too.
Yeah, tomorrow night we're going to learn all about trust issues on oral stimulation.
Yeah.
I'm already excited.
Mm-hmm. I'm prematurely excited.
I think we all are.
Yeah.
Well, Max, I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Max. That was Max, my friend from Sioux City, who migrated to Seattle. All the musicians leave. Actually,
for the heroin.
To build guitars.
Oh, okay.
He got a job at a guitar factory after going to guitar college.
All right.
Yeah, go Max.
Yeah. Max.
Yeah.
Way to mix, Max.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max.
Mega Max.
But I want Max to come here and play bass in my band because me and Max jam awesomely together.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Bassist.
Once again, Max, move to LA. And we have another caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the Hot Box.
Hi, my name's Liz.
Hi, Liz. How's it going?
It's going good. How's it going with you guys?
We're doing pretty good. Liz.
Welcome to the Hot Box.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up, guys? Hi, I love your music.
Thank you.
So I have a question.
Ask away.
How did you guys meet?
How did we meet?
Yes.
The band? Actually, yes. Chris Novoselic, before he was in Nirvana, introduced us.
Really?
He really did. He used to work at a Taco Bell, and Buzz, our guitar player, and our old bass player, Matt, went into Taco Bell and met this freaky guy and became friends with him. And eventually they were looking for a new drummer, and he suggested me and brought them over to my house, and that's how we met.
Awesome.
So I'd actually seen the band play before that, though. I saw them twice. They were the first punk band I ever saw.
The Melvins?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's cool.
That is so awesome. I'm so glad I asked that because I'm a big time Nirvana fan.
Oh, right. Yep.
And it's cool that my friend that introduced me to you guys was a super Nirvana fan. And we were getting stoned in his apartment one day. And I listened to your album, your guys' album, for the first time. And since then, I loved you guys.
Great. Thank you.
Hell yeah, Liz.
Yeah.
Love you.
Thank you.
We love you too. Thanks for calling and have a great night.
Yeah.
All right. So
some great people out at this time of night, huh?
Yeah, really. It's Tuesday night. You know, the mood is right.
It's really not
that late, but
8 minutes.
Yeah, we do.
I got to ask some drum questions.
Yeah, you haven't asked anything yet.
Yes. So, what genre or how did you start being a drummer? Like, when did that come about?
Well, I played guitar originally.
Yeah.
Okay. And I played with this kid who was playing drums, and I just kind of said, no, don't do it like that, do it like this. So, and I don't know, I just somehow figured I knew how to do it.
Yeah.
You know? And then I just got interested in drums. There was an older guy, older kid in my neighborhood who kind of convinced me to buy a drum set, and he was this kid who had long hair and a Marshall half stack and a Gibson Les Paul, and he turned me on to like Led Zeppelin and Judas Priest and a whole bunch of different bands. And
cool.
He ended up being in this band called Metal Church.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. So he convinced me to buy a drum set, and I did, and started listening to Kiss records and learned how to play drums to Kiss records.
Cool. So you kind of started in the rock genre?
Yeah.
Music?
Yeah.
Have you played anything else like jazz, or were you in any
classical bands? I was always into rock, and I took drum lessons for a while, and my drum teacher was this jazz guy, and he kind of understood that's what I wanted to learn. And so, he taught me basic stuff, rudiments and stuff like that. And then he since he knew I wanted to play rock, he actually got me a Carmen Appice book. You know who Carmen Appice is?
No.
He's the drummer from Vanilla Fudge. He's played in a bunch of different bands.
Okay.
So actually, you guys went to NAMM, right?
Yes, we did.
How'd you guys like it?
It was awesome. It was overwhelming for me.
Yeah,
right.
Every year I go to NAMM, I always see either Carmine or his brother Vinny Appice. Vinny was in Black Sabbath.
Okay. The last name sounded
familiar.
So my rule was I'm going to walk around until I see one of those guys.
Awesome.
And I was just about to leave, and then I passed by this booth for this cymbal company, and there he was sitting right there. And I knew this woman who worked for the company. Okay. I went to talk to her, and I'm like, I've never met him before. And so I got to meet Carmine.
Very cool.
So, awesome.
He was, a very
Vanilla
nice guy.
Fudge, Black Sabbath. Oh, that makes me want to listen to a bunch of...
Yeah, he told me that he had screwed up both of his shoulders, both of his rotator cuffs. He had an operation on them because his cymbals were too high. Playing years with his cymbals too high. So keep those cymbals low out there, kids.
That's a question I ask a lot of drummers, too. Do you have any drum injuries, or have you ever had any
I pinched a nerve about 8 years ago or so.
Okay.
Actually, longer than that. It's been over 10 years. But it was during rehearsals. We're getting ready to do New Year's show with Jello Biafra, and in rehearsal I hurt myself pretty bad. So
that's a bummer.
Yeah.
It's weird that you mentioned.
I always worry about stuff like that.
Yeah. Stretch. Be careful.
I think I'm gonna be like I'll have my foot on my hi-hat pedal and then I'll be leaning over it and then let go on accident and get like stabbed by my hi-hat, because I always almost do that like all the time.
That's a big fear.
It's not really a fear, but I'll die like Steve Irwin. I'll just get like stabbed in the chest without.
Well, at least it won't be a stingray. It'll be a drum. It'll be your own drums. Yeah. Be impaled on your own sword.
I'll be impaled by myself.
I've blackened my own eye a couple times.
Oh, a drumstick?
Yeah.
Aww.
It's funny that you mentioned
cool.
that.
I do the nose thing every once in a while where I like lick my nose with the stick.
I'm like picturing you like 1, 2, oh, fuck!
Gotta sit up straight.
I keep going.
You got to. No, I was gonna say really quickly, it's funny that you mentioned playing Kiss songs when you were growing up, like learning. When I was, I think, 10 or 11, my grandpa owned a radio station and my dad was the program director, so he always got free shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kiss My Ass album had come out, the CD.
Oh, yeah.
All the Kiss covers. And most of them, I mean, like, there's like a Garth Brooks one. There's a couple of other random ones, but that was the first Melvins I had ever heard when I was like 11. And so it was, I mean, this is like 95, so it was like trying to find anybody's big brother or sister that had you guys on tape and like trying to record it like with a tape recorder. But it started with Kiss covers. So I'm so excited to hear the rest of the Kiss or the rest of the cover album. Cause it's like, I mean, you guys do some covers live, but you guys don't really have a lot of covers on your albums other than the Kiss.
Oh, there's a few.
Going blind.
No, we do quite a few covers.
You do? Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, I guess you do. But I think it's cool. I don't know.
We've always been really big into covers, and that's, you know, one reason for doing this record.
Is it because they're fun to play? And
yeah.
Because you all have, like, love for...
That's how we learn to play, you know, playing cover songs. So, you know, and pretty much when we do covers, we try to make them our own.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the best part is when
that's how I like to do them.
Try to improve
There's no
on
Kiss
it,
covers on this record, but that's because we've done plenty of Kiss songs.
We've definitely done a few Kiss songs, but yeah, no, this one's all over the place, too. Like, I read the track listing, and I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool. April 30th, right?
April 30th, yeah.
Everyone Loves Sausages, everybody.
Everyone Loves Sausages. So, yeah. We've done a bunch of different songs with various people. We did a David Bowie song with Jim Thirlwell, Fetus.
Mm-hmm.
We did a Queen song with one of the guys from Tweakbird.
There's a Roxy Music one on there too, right?
With Jello, yeah.
With Jello Biafra, that's
and
cool.
Kevin, our old bass player, yeah.
Very cool, very cool, yeah.
We did a Scientist song with Mark Arm from Mudhoney. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of different stuff, and there's a bunch more that we did too that'll eventually come out.
Eventually, cool. We'll get it all
someday.
Yeah.
So, does playing drums, since it's kind of like your career, Do you ever get sick of it? Are you still like excited, like a little kid?
Yeah.
Like,
especially playing in the band, you know.
Do you feel like you're still learning stuff?
Sure. Yes. Always. Always. Yeah. I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube with various different drummers.
Okay.
Lately, I've been checking out this guy, Max Roach. Look up this video called The Third Eye by Max Roach. Check out his shoes.
Okay.
And then also, I've been doing this record recently with a friend of mine, Joe Plummer. He was a drummer in, right now he plays in The Shins, but he's played in Modest Mouse and Blackheart Procession and a bunch of different bands. And
oh, cool.
He is really into this record called Boom by Max Roach, and he wanted to do something sort of similar to that. So he and I have been doing it, and Cody's involved in it as well. And then we're hoping to get a couple other people in on it too. But we've been recording a bunch of stuff recently.
Awesome.
Yeah, drummer's only thing. So.
Oh, yeah. Dude, if you ever need another drummer,
yeah.
I would love to work with you. So.
We need to figure out who's going to put it out. I don't know who's going to put out a drummer's only record. So.
Oh,
we'll
man.
See.
There's a market for it. I'd put it out if I was rich. Well, looks like we got a minute. Is there anything coming up that you want to promote? Any bands you think we should check out?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't know.
That's the name of the band. They're playing at Coachella. They're called...
Yeah.
I bet you there will be a band called that one day, and we'll all have to just...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of what I've been listening to lately. I just bought this record by this band, The Quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Old band from 70s from around here that kind of sound a little bit like kind of glammy, sort of like I'm blanking on the name anyway. And then
check them out.
Yeah, and then I bought a EP by this band from here called Dante versus the Zombies.
All right, I know them.
Yeah,
I know the dudes in that band.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Well, hell yeah. Well, welcome again, and thank you so much for being on our show.
Make sure you check out the Melvins. If you're listening, find Hotbox on Facebook. We also have a website, hotboxshow.com. Next week, we have Pollywog Crew, a Beastie Boys tribute band. Thank you for listening. Good night.
We love you.
Love you.
Thanks.
Bye.